So then describe for me, I mean, coming up from the village, well, not, I know you weren't in the village, but you were near town, to being up here on the hill. And what was your, who were your nearest contacts, and how did you, I mean, you didn't, did you have to go down to town very often? You had a car at that point, but I'm guessing you were taking that into
Well,
work.
I had a baby at that. I had two babies by that time.
Okay.
I wasn't interested in what was going on in the
Go
village.
anywhere. So where did you, but if you needed something, I mean, was there anything that you would have needed to go to the village for? I mean, did you have everything that you needed here, or you just relied on Frank to pick it up if you?
Well, I went usually once a week up to for the first Nashville in Morrisville, it was then.
After Walker's shut down.
Right,
Well,
because
no,
Walker's had.
we never
We
used
never
much
did.
Walker's.
I remember as a kid, but okay.
Well, that
So
was.
why would you have, now speaking of Walkers, because Walkers is a very popular, that comes up in most interviews that I do, because it was, particularly with second homeowners, it sounds like, maybe everyone who lived down there, Walkers was one of the go-to places. Why would you not have gone there?
Well, we would have to drive anyway. We boycotted, stole things, thinking they were cheap. I mean,
Expensive.
expensive. Found out, of course, that Lackey's was not, for instance. It was a flock of broad.
And the selection was better too in a
Yeah.
bigger store.
So I would go, leaving him home with whatever kids we had, and I would drive up to Morrisville and do the
So,
shopping.
so there. So now you said, were things more expensive, or your perception was that things were more expensive?
For both.
Except the lackeys.
Yeah, likely it turned out. But we never buy anything at Lackey's except the newspaper.
So why? I mean, I guess so. Stowe at that time even had that stigmatism. What's the word? Stigma.
A big check,
of
expensive.
being expensive.
Well, look at the clothes that's sold here, for instance, compared to Morrisville.
But was it the case then? I mean, when you think about the
Yeah.
1950s, that surprises me because it was a little bit pre, or we were at the very beginning of the tourist boom in town. So I'm just interested in the fact that it still had that
Well, I think Walker's was
reputation.
the only grocery store when we were here. So that's the choice you had.
So it was limited, and you felt like that because of that, maybe even just demand, the prices were a little higher.
That almost everybody went to somewhere to buy their groceries. You pick up a little bit of this and that in Stowe, but the rest of the time you go to the big cities.
Okay, so more still would have been
Yeah.
obviously where you would have gone. Okay. So otherwise you were, so who were, and I know you touched on this a little bit in your interview with Bill, but I want to get a sense of who your neighbors were at that time. Who was here on Blush Hill?
The Morrills up there were the, and then we had the Clarks. They were from Montreal and they had their summer home here.
Julie Chit still lives here.
Julie Clark?
Yeah.
Douglas. Her
Oh,
name.
Douglas. Yes, Julie. Sure, of course.
And so they,
Pearly, for a
Pearly,
while.
yeah.
Millard or Millard.
And that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, there were all these other houses are new.
Okay, right. So how are you getting the kids to school at that time once you were up
They
here?
walk.
They walk, so their children walk from here into the village.
No,
down to the foot of the hill.
Because that's where the schoolhouse was still there.
No,
No.
by
the
the
bus.
schoolhouse
Oh,
there.
the bus picked up. Okay. All right, so they took the bus every and then came home that
And
way.
you felt abused, didn't you?
So that was a long, steep climb. All
On
right.
rainy days, they'd come down and pick us up.
And cold. Well, below 0 day, it's not to deliver you.
So tell me, so you had what animals did you have here on the farm?
Dog, cat, cow, and a calf.
Because I think I
Chickens.
chickens. Okay, so you had your own
Beef and
eggs.
veal, pigs.
Yeah, we grew pigs.
Oh, that's right.
You probably can't hear me, so say the beef and veal.
Beef and veal.
Beef and veal.
Beef and veal.
Did you hear me?
Well, I think I heard a story about a runaway cow in the interview with Bill, and I was a little, I missed something, or I was unclear as to whether that was your cow or a neighbor's cow, but that was your cow
Yes.
that took off. Okay. Leaped over the fence or something, right?
Yes. First the fence.
And all the teachers helped look for it.
That's right.
The teachers went for on the hunt.